Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app.
Fodor's Guide to Espionage, a 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner.
Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We got to take a moment to say congratulations once again to Ketanji Brown Jackson, KBJ. She's our judge right now, but she's soon to be Justice KBJ. We're so happy. Congratulations
Congrats.
Congratulations. Yes.
History, baby. That's history.
Her story, monumental.
Yes. Absolutely.
And then with the vice president announcing the vote. Mm-hmm. Oh, that was just historic.
So say what you want to say about, you know, Joe Biden. Say what you want to say about him. But look what he's done. First ever Black vice president. First ever Black Supreme Court justice.
Female.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
Say
thank
that.
You.
I love it.
All right, Joe.
All right, so moving on to the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. They banned Will Smith from any of its events, including the Academy Awards, for 10 years. Count them, 10 years. That's a long time, and it's all because of his slap of Chris Rock at last month's ceremony. The Academy released a statement saying the 94th Oscars were meant to be a celebration of the many individuals in our community who did incredible work this past year. However, these moments were overshadowed by the unacceptable and harmful behavior we saw Mr. Smith exhibit on stage. During our telecast, we did not adequately address the situation in the room. For this, we are sorry. We want to express our deep gratitude to Mr. Rock for maintaining his composure under extraordinary circumstances. And we also want to thank our hosts, nominees, presenters, and winners for their poise and grace during the telecast. The ban goes into effect immediately. Will Smith responded saying, "I accept and respect the Academy's decision, and he will get to keep his Oscar." So there you go, for his role in King Richard.
That's waste. That's why he resigned on his own. He knew that's what was going to happen. You know, that's nothing. There's nothing has happened to him. You know, period. So,
I don't. Yeah. 10-year ban.
You should read this article with Harry Lennox put out. You know, Harry Lennox is a
Mm-hmm. Incredible actor. He said that Will Oscar, should give Will should give his Oscar back, and for the integrity of the of the Oscars, you should give it back.
Yeah. He's not going to do that. And I don't know. For me, I don't know if him. He deserved the Oscar that he got for the role that he played. Mm-hmm. What has to happen is there has to be some dire consequences for his actions. That banning from the Oscars, I don't even know what that do.
You can't come to any of the award shows and anything of the luncheons, anything else that they have.
He been in the business long enough, you know.
Yeah.
I keep hearing lawsuit. Do you keep, have you heard lawsuit?
Well, I mean, there should be. Technically, it should be. It really, really should be. I think Rock is just being super, super decent about the whole thing. But I'm telling you, man, there should be some civil suit that the against the Oscars. They didn't protect him. They allowed this situation. They admitted in their letter that they didn't handle it right in the room. That there should be some type of compensation for that. This guy's slapped forever. Forever he's on video being slapped. That's crazy after a while, man.
Chris really Rock said he's not going to talk about it until he gets paid. So somebody got to
break. So we are looking to get paid. Okay. All right.
All right, so moving on, you know, there's been some back and forth about whether The Real was going to be canceled, the talk show or not. Well, it has been canceled, and after 8 seasons, co-host Lonnie Love confirmed the news on social media. She blames it on COVID. Lonnie says, in my opinion, COVID costs kill the show. It's been a great ride, and thanks to the viewers for 8 great seasons. She wrote that on Friday. So that show will be missed. And I don't
let me ask this though. How is it COVID though? Like the View still on?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I guess she's trying to say maybe people's viewing habits change, what time they watch daytime talk.
Maybe so.
Is that it?
Viewing changed, guests, the availability of guests, how to do the show changed because they had to do it remotely. You know, and it just lost a lot of momentum during COVID. COVID stopped a lot of stuff, man.
But Tommy has a point. I mean, other shows did the same thing, and they're still on.
I like The Real.
Yeah, The View is The View is a show that's been on. It's almost a heritage show at this point.
Yeah,
it's like Good Morning America, USA Today. I mean, Good Morning America, The Today Show. These are heritage shows that's been around 20 years, man. They're not going anywhere because if you take them off the air, what are you going to replace them with? You know, if you look at Kelly and...
Kelly and Ryan.
Yeah, Ryan. They still Zoom in their show. I did it
this
year.
They back in studio. Yeah, and then now on they're the
Zoom.
Back.
Wow. See, I did it this year on the Zoom. You know, so it's like it was a lot, but they were heritage shows. They've been around a long time, man. Yeah. So.
And their new show's coming. Jennifer Hudson's new show is coming. Ellen is leaving. Nick Cannon is leaving. But
this is a hard time to launch because television has changed.
Yeah, it has.
It's not the viewership it used to be because there's too many options. And nobody watches TV like that anymore.
Right.
You know, everybody streams. So it's like, you know, you got to sit. There's no more you got to get that to the TV to watch it.
Right.
You can watch it whenever you want to. That's why they even promote The Judge Show on ABC and Hulu stream. They don't care where you get it, man.
I'll be watching tomorrow, too.
Thanks.
All right, coming up in 20 minutes after, the biggest fine ever from the FAA to an unruly Delta Airlines passenger. We'll talk about that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app. Fodor's Guide to Espionage, a 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner. Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.